So there are all these alternative means of communication, with just a few of which we are familiar. Words and language are not the only means of communication. We need to be reminded of this because we tend to be over-dependent on words and language. That is to say, we in the West. The tendency is perhaps not quite so pronounced in the East or in the South, that is to say, in Africa. But I don't want to generalize too confidently. We feel only too often that we haven't really expressed ourselves unless we've put it all into words. Unless we've spelled it all out in full verbal detail. And educated people are perhaps particularly prone to this vice. I'm not suggesting that we should not be articulate. Mumbling is not a virtue. Mumbling is not a means of communication. I'm not suggesting that we should not express ourselves clearly and correctly. Of course we should. But we should not think that when we've put something into words, it has necessarily been fully expressed. We should not think that there are no alternative means of communication. Quite often, in fact, we do not rely entirely on words, though we may not always be aware of the fact. I was reminded of this recently in an interesting sort of way. As you know, we have every now and then, usually at Padmaloka, what we call study retreats or study seminars. And the proceedings of these seminars are tape recorded. I think now we've got about 600 hours of seminar material on tape. And the tape recordings are transcribed. And the transcriptions are edited. Usually, I'm afraid, by me. And in the course of doing this editing work, I quite often compare the transcription, which I've got in front of me to read, with the actual tape recording. And the first time I did this, I had quite a surprise. I noticed that there was a big difference, that is to say, a big difference between the transcription and the actual tape recording. In the case of the transcription, there was a whole dimension missing. One had only typed words on the page. In the case of the tape recording to which one listened, one had the words plus the way in which the words had been used. One had the tone, one had the pace, one had the pitch, and these things were all parts of what the speakers wanted to say. They were all alternative means of communication. Not only that, I was comparing transcript with tape recordings. Comparing the bare words with words plus sound, plus the sound of the voices. But suppose instead of tape recording the seminars, we had videotaped them. Suppose we had not only words plus sounds, but words plus sounds plus the appearance of the speakers. That is to say, gesture, expression, and so on. We would then have an even better impression of what people had actually said, in the sense of what they actually wanted to communicate. I've since talked about this sort of thing with several people. Talked about it in connection, for instance, with the Buddhist scriptures. In the Buddhist scriptures, we often have only the Buddha's words. We do not have his tone of voice. We do not have the look with which he said something. We do not have the Buddha himself saying it. We have only the words. And that must surely make a big difference.